immediate freedom. For now will I break his yoke from off thee, and will burst thy bonds in sunder. Nahum chapter 1, verse 13. The Assyrian was allowed for a season to oppress the Lord's people, but there came a time for his power to be broken. So many a heart is held in bondage by Satan and frets sorely under the yoke. Oh, that to such prisoners of hope the word of the Lord may come at once, according to the text, "Now will I break his yoke from off thee, and will burst thy bonds in sunder." See, the Lord promises a present deliverance. Now will I break his yoke from off thee. Believe for immediate freedom, and according to thy faith, so shall it be unto thee at this very hour. When God saith, "Now," let no man say, "Tomorrow." See how complete the rescue is to be. For the yoke is not to be removed, but broken, and the bonds are not to be untied, but burst asunder. Here is a display of divine force which guarantees that the oppressor shall not return. His yoke is broken. We cannot again be bowed down by its weight. His bonds are burst asunder. They can no longer hold us. Oh, to believe in Jesus for complete and everlasting emancipation. If the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Come, Lord, and set free thy captives according to thy word. Thank you.